Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. As we embrace the journey of life, we have many decisions to make concerning ourselves and others. Those choices are made with the information we obtain each day and every day. We gather data and we act on it. The thoughts we receive and the direction we choose are critical to our journey to the next realm. We will inevitably make our departure from this life and meet the King. Life, Death, Hope, The Journey to the Next Realm by Reverend Dr. John Diomede will help you consider your options for hope now and prepare you for what is to come. He says, you are not alone. You are much more than just a physical body. You were created to go on. Allow the voice of the Holy Spirit to lead the way. And Reverend Dr. John Diomede, author of Life, Death, Hope, The Journey to the Next Realm, is our guest on This Week in America. Doctor, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us today.
Thank you, Rick. My pleasure being here, and I look forward to our time together today.
I love the book. Very important topic, a question many of us have, and you break it down and you answer this, and I'm really looking forward to our conversation. You call it a journey to the next realm rather than journey to heaven. Why did you choose that wording?
The wording is very important because reading the Bible is paramount to our existence, yet very misunderstood because we seem to think we know so much about the Bible. And because of that, we never really read it. In my first book, He Will Guide You, and all my books are on my website. I'm sure you'll give that at some point. But in my first book, He Will Guide You, I elaborate on the fact that God intended that the interpretation of the facts could go in opposite directions. Biblical interpretations often do go in opposite directions and are used by both sides, pro and con, God, to put their opinions forth. The reason that God's voice to mankind, the Holy Spirit, is a necessary aspect is that we have to get the understanding of what we read right. And it comes as we actually read the words, contemplate what they say, and think not about what someone else's interpretation is, but what the Holy Spirit can bring to us personally. The Bible is clear that we will not spend eternity in heaven. The book of Revelation, in fact, ends with the fact that the new earth will house God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And everyone, God and his people, will be located here on earth. But religion has us consumed with the fact that we're all going to go to heaven. And that's not a biblical concept. The next realm is the actual presence of God, because all exists in God and because of God. So as is usual with religion, it puts an obstacle in the way of people from hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit. Religion's heaven, as has become very common today, is fake news. Lastly, the thief on the cross, Jesus said to him, "You will be with me today in paradise." Paradise is another name for the garden. So it's quite interesting if you just think about some of these facts that I'm putting forth, and when you open your Bible, read it and think about what it says in connection with the voice of the Holy Spirit in your life.
You just gave us so much there, and you mentioned your website. I'll give you this information. It'll be on our website if you are traveling and you need to link because you can't remember all of the information. The website is thehouseofbread.com. Our guest on the program, Reverend Dr. John Diomede, that's D-I-O-M-E-D-E. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all those places you can pull up his books, and you'll see all of the books that he's written and we'll touch on briefly today in the program at his website, thehouseofbread.com. And we'll have all of that as we go through the program. So much you talked about there, and boy, I wish we had about 4 hours to really get into this. So we'll touch the surface and send you to get a copy of the book to begin the research for yourself. Why is it important to determine the source of our thought? You talk about that. You talk about the four voices. Why is it so important to determine where that thought is coming from?
Well, evil and brokenness, I use the word brokenness as opposed to sin because sin has become a religious word. So evil and brokenness is so pervasive in the realm that we live in, it causes tremendous confusion. the determination of the source of our thoughts, that's the voice in our head, is paramount. And I'm not talking about psychological issues here. We all have a voice in our head. It gives us thoughts. But we never really think about the source of that thought or those thoughts. In this book, The Journey to the Next Realm, I have a chapter titled Good is Not Always Good and Bad is Not Always Bad. We humans have a broken compass. This began in the garden with Adam and Eve. And it is vitally important to understand that the voice of the Holy Spirit will help us adjust and fix that compass. And as the book goes into more detail, and I'm sure that our listeners today can think about that. Sometimes what people think is good is not always good. And what people think is bad is not always bad. So the voice must be determined. And the voice of the Holy Spirit is fairly consistent. The voice of the Holy Spirit will very rarely bring us to judgment and hate and confusion. The voice of the Holy Spirit will often bring us to compassion and love and mercy. So it's very consistent. God did not call us to judge. God called us to be compassionate to one another, to be merciful to one another. And that's why the source of the voices must be sieved out. So the voice of the Holy Spirit becomes the one that we hear and listen to and follow on a regular basis.
Our guest is Reverend Dr. John Diomede. That's D-I-O-M-E-D-E. His website is thehouseofbread.com. The one book we're talking about in particular, but he has a series. This book is Life, Death, Hope, The Journey to the Next Realm. All this information on his website, and we'll have that on our website as well. Doctor, what is the role of religion in our world? How does that fit in? How should we accept that?
Religion, this is a very controversial subject. I have even colleagues that I challenge with these thoughts. But there are many religions in the world, as you know, Rick. Religion is a distraction. In the chapter on transformation in this book, I list the reasons why religious thought has humankind bound, has humankind distracted. We were made to desire the one true God. The voice of the Holy Spirit cuts through the fog of religion, and it brings us to a relationship where we never feel alone. Relationship and not religion is very important. And I have on page 57 in my book some points that talk about why religion is so distracting. I'm just going to read number 7 because I think that it is very important. And ultimately and universally, spiritual attachment to an organization is the single effect that puts us in the right place with God. In other words, we think we have to be in a particular religion to be in the right place with God. And if you read the Bible, you look at the way Jesus, his walk here on earth, you will find out that he sent the Holy Spirit to guide us and put us in a different place.
I want to keep that theme going with the Holy Spirit. Is that a direct relationship that we have, or does it come from church leadership?
Well, we're seeing a country and a world where formal religion is waning. The reason is that people are finding organizations of religion to be empty. I've spoken to people from all religious backgrounds, Muslims, Buddhists, Jehovah's Witnesses, evangelicals, Catholics, Lutherans, and many are questioning because they see the lack of compassion in many aspects and dogmas surrounding their religious beliefs. And religions also have a lot of conclusions that are challenging people. Jesus never lacked compassion in his conclusions, and his conclusions always accepted the brokenness of humans, even his enemies. You know, keep in mind that his death on the cross paid for their sins also. So the direct relationship, as Jesus said at the Last Supper, I will send you the Holy Spirit. And I think we're probably going to get into this a little bit more also, and the Holy Spirit will guide you. This was a direct word from the King and what his plan was for you and I.
Boy, there's so much here. The book is available wherever books are sold. I'll direct you, of course, to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. Dr. Diomedes' website is thehouseofbread.com. All of his books listed there. And again, this book, Life, Death, Hope, The Journey to the Next Realm. You're right that when we depart this realm, we'll meet with Jesus and be judged. What will that encompass? What will happen at that point?
Well, God has a law. It exists. It existed prior to Tanakh. Tanakh is what people commonly refer to as the Old Testament. That's a misnomer. That could be another radio show, Rick. Paul wrote that those without the law will perish outside the law, and those under the law will perish because of the law. Now, I know perish is kind of a harsh word, but the point that Paul was getting at, and the point that the Bible gets at in many cases, is that the Bible and the message was giving us something to consider as opposed to making a conclusion. The King, Jesus, will meet with each and every one of us. We will all become aware at this meeting of the times in our lives that the Holy Spirit beckoned us and we rejected that guidance. I am acutely aware every day of those times in my life, and I try every day to be more and more sensitive to that voice, because this is not about good and bad. This is about the voice of the Holy Spirit. But since the King is merciful and compassionate, there is an opportunity that we have now. We simply need to recognize those times, understand our brokenness, and ask for forgiveness. These are not difficult challenges. When we hear a word in our mind to be compassionate and merciful to someone, and once we acknowledge or the acknowledgement of our brokenness and repentance is the road to becoming more familiar with the voice of the Holy Spirit. And by the way, don't let the distraction of other human brokenness let you miss these moments. Too often we're trying to fix other people as opposed to hearing for ourselves and saying, it's my turn to be compassionate and merciful. And keep this in mind, it is between you and the King. It is between me and the King. No religion, no religious leader, nothing that we think or understand here from religion can replace this thought. It is between the individual and the King. God will handle all the injustice that we think we need to fix. It is not our responsibility. We are our responsibility.
Reverend Dr. John Diomede, our guest on the program. If you're Googling, that's Diomede, if you're looking for information and ordering the book. As Dr. mentioned, this is part of a series. This is Know My Voice, Book 6. How does this book relate to the others? What is the relationship? And a little bit of background on the series and how many books are there and how many books you intend to be there.
Well, my initial writing was He Will Guide You, and then I began this series, Know My Voice, because Jesus left us a scripture, and I have it in the front of these books. It's John 10:27. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. So the Holy Spirit spoke to me about working off of that scripture. And each book has a different bent to it. One talks about being connected to the threat of Israel, God's people. One talks about the insanity of humanity. One talks about the Jesus you never met. The other one talks about relationship, intimacy. All of these books have various central themes to them. And the reason is because we need to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit in different parts of our life. We need to hear the whole voice of the Holy Spirit in the relationships that we have in our daily activities. And this is possible because, as I said at the Last Supper, Jesus said he would send the Holy Spirit to guide us. Do we want to be guided by the humans or human organizations? I don't. I want to be guided directly by God. I want to be able to validate God's word inside of me And I want to be able to know that I'm not alone and that the Holy Spirit is walking, is with me here every step of the way, and I have someone to go to and I could depend on.
The series is so valuable, and you'll get information on all of the books at Dr. Diomedes' website, thehouseofbread.com. Go to Amazon, you click on the author's name, and you'll see all of the books that he's written, and you can keep up that way. And again, all this information on our website. The book today we're focused on is Life, Death, Hope, The Journey to the Next Realm. What is the true comfort about departure from this life?
Human brokenness, Rick, our brokenness will be healed. We all, to a person, 100% of the people that I've spoken to in my life, and by the way, I am a licensed pharmacist, so I not only have the ministry side, but I have a secular side also. We could have many victories and we could have many defeats in this life, but the transition and transformation to the next realm will be our ultimate victory or, unfortunately, our ultimate defeat. It is up to each one of us to choose to make decisions guided by the voice of the Holy Spirit, decisions that result in us being a compassionate, loving, humble, and merciful individual. The problem that I have in many cases with religion is while it says those things, it also talks about judgment and I cannot say again, as I said earlier, God did not put judgment in our hands. Judgment is in the hands of the King. Our job is to bring love and compassion and mercy to people from the King, from His Holy Spirit.
You mentioned this before. There are so many theologies, different religions. How can we determine that we're on the correct path? Make sure that we're doing it the right way to get the result that we're looking for.
Yeah, and in this book, I obviously go into a lot of detail about that, but becoming familiar with the voice of the Holy Spirit is key because He will guide you. All my books point the reader in this direction. The fact that our conscience is still a valid part of our life. God built a conscience in us, and most of the time, people can be sensitive to their conscience. The combination of conscience and the voice of the Holy Spirit has, for me, has become a tremendous advantage to getting through the weeds of life and the distractions of life. Paul did say some people's consciences can be seared and scarred, but most people, their conscience is still a viable help to them. And the Holy Spirit will use that conscience and will beckon us from the outside until He can get inside.
With us on the program, and boy, time is going by so quickly, I highly recommend you go to Dr. Diomedes' website, go to Amazon, look at the books, order. It's a series that you will want the entire series. His website is thehouseofbread.com, book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, usual places. This book, Life, Death, Hope, The Journey to the Next Realm. We've talked a lot about compassion. You've talked a lot about compassion during the course of the conversation. Why do you say that compassion is a primary symptom of hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit?
The Bible speaks of love, and I will not argue with the Bible, but I will argue with its interpretation. If you read Corinthians 13, you will see Paul is describing compassion, and he has linked love to compassion. For example, love keeps no record of wrongs. It is compassion that is active in this act. Additionally, we have come up with the concept called tough love. There is no such thing as tough compassion.
You know, that's interesting because that's thrown a lot around a lot, and you hear that and you stop and wonder if there is really such a thing. It's very enlightening what you just said to us there. I hate to ask if there's a takeaway. There are probably a number of takeaways from your books, in particular this book, Life, Death, Hope, The Journey to the Next Realm. What do you hope the reader takes away from reading this book or your series? What do you hope the benefit is to that they realize they grasp in reading these books?
The primary takeaway is that you are not alone. Jesus ascended and sent the Holy Spirit to guide His people. Jesus said, the world cannot know the Holy Spirit because it cannot see him. But you know him because he will be with you and live in you. This is the deposit of the King of the universe within his people. And how do you know if you are his people? His people love one another, and their fruit is compassion.
Well, if you remember one thing from the program today, I take it would be the word compassion. That's sort of the link that everything that Dr. Diomede has talked about. You've touched on so many topics in this book and the other books that you mentioned that are available on your website, thehouseofbread.com. What are you working on now? What's next in the series?
For myself, I began to think about what I had started out with, began to hear from the Holy Spirit about really reading and understanding the Bible as it is put forth in us, and to try to get people to focus not on reading the entire Bible, but focus on just reading something and let the Holy Spirit foment that in their lives.
And you can see the next book by Dr. Diomede will have by going to his website, thehouseofbread.com. So much information packed into the interview today. We encourage you to visit his website, get information on the book published by ProIslePublishing.com, available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, usual places, all of that on his website, thehouseofbread.com. Dr. Diomede, thank you so much for being with us on the program. So much more that we could talk about. Hopefully we'll have this opportunity. I've got so many more questions after asking questions here. I appreciate you taking the time to be with us. Your very enlightened discussion today. Thank you for spending some time with us.
Thank you, Rick, and blessings to you with everything about your life.
Thank you. And the Reverend Dr. John Diomede is our guest. That's D-I-O-M-E-D-E. His website is thehouseofbread.com. This book, Life, Death, Hope, The Journey to the Next Realm, and all this information, of course, on our website. You're listening to This Week in America, our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.